I want you to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 8. Once you find it, stand with me real quickly. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 8. I'm going to read it out loud. You can follow along silently. The Bible says this: Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. And might I say, one of the greatest deeds of our God is the fact that a holy God could love us, because we certainly are unholy. But thank God for His love. I'm going to just talk to you for a few minutes again about the conclusion of our spiritual disaster relief program. I'm going to tell you some things, remind you of some things, and it won't be long, we'll be on our way home. Let me pray. Father, take the few minutes that are left, and I pray, God, that You'll be glorified in it. A brief service, but I hope, Lord, a service that will be, it'll be eternal, it'll be lasting. We'll remember it, we'll be blessed by it. The world will celebrate their thanksgiving in such a way that will not include You much. We're here tonight because we think it's all about You. So, Father, please take the next few minutes and get glory to Thyself, and might we celebrate Thanksgiving properly by thinking properly and maybe reviewing some of the things for which we should be grateful. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, we're going to give thanks to our God, and a little just because of His watch care over us and maybe our area during Hurricane Florence. As you know, during the service now, we've gave a little extra attention to some people, and I'm glad that we get to do that. To God and to our people, I want to thank You. I want to thank our God that He loves us and He takes care of us and He meets our needs. And to all the people in our church, thank You for being a loving church. Thank You for being an interested church. I think there are churches out there that they're in existence, but I'm not sure that they know their purpose. But I think we've found our purpose. I think we know we're to glorify God. I think we know that we're to help people. I think we know that we're trying to get the lost saved. And I'm glad. I want to tell you, I'm going to remind you some things. And these are printed in your bulletin, but I want to tell you about some things. I want to remind you some things about the hurricane that came to us a few months ago. They said it will probably go down in history as the wettest hurricane on record in North Carolina. In some parts of our state, they received 30 inches of rain. They say 18 trillion gallons of water or rain came to us. And some of you are saying, boy, do I know. I seen it. 93,885 homes received after the storm inspection by FEMA because of all the damage. There were 41 storm-related deaths because of that storm. 5,214 people had to be rescued from dire situations. And some of you watched some of the rescue teams as they would come through town and seen where they were stationed and all. 2,800 National Guard soldiers were activated to give assistance. 14 swift water rescue teams were brought into play. 28 rescue boat crews. And they said over $1 billion worth of damage in our state. Here in the city of New Bern, and there were 4,325 homes that they felt were severely damaged, and over 300 businesses received damage. $74.5 million of residential damage, and then $25.6 million in commercial damages, which was over $100 million of damage here in just in our city. And that's not counting some of the outlying areas in our counties. And some of you live outside our city and outside our county, and the number just goes up from there. Now, our church, we had a little damage, but not a lot. I would say that first speculation, when we had some quotes, it was about $5,000 worth of damage, which is not a whole lot, not compared to what some people faced. But you know, one thing I loved, I watched our church, and the storm came, and we weathered it, we made it through it. But the moment we got on the other side of that thing where you could function, we sprang into action and we began helping people. And I'm glad that we did. We started what we just ended up being our own little disaster relief program. And I want to tell you, I believe that we were successful at helping people and serving the Lord. I think we were successful at doing what God would have us to do at a time like this. I was working and trying to keep track the best I could about what we were accomplishing. Some of you will remember, we gave out 507 gallons of water. And remember, we even put a little bow and a gospel track on every one of them, and we were just taking them everywhere. And unless you've been through something like that, you wouldn't know if you don't have access to water. And if you feel like your water is contaminated in some of the areas, it would have been because of course, the flooding and the sewer and all that sort of thing that mixes into the water systems. Not only that, and some of you watched this come and go, we distributed 11,327 bottles of water. And you've seen them. They were just piled up everywhere. When we were distributing the cleaning supplies, where we're getting people bleach and all the things that they needed to clean up after the storm, over 3,000 different units of cleaning supplies we distributed to help people in our city. Of course, all the time that we were doing it, we were trying to get the gospel out. We were trying to spread the gospel. We gave out over 2,000 copies of the John and Romans booklets, and then over 3,700 gospel tracts. I'm sure there's probably far more than that. I know that at one way we had 10,000 more printed because we had used so many, but we were giving gospel tracts everywhere we went. We were not just feeding bellies, we were feeding the soul and trying to get people saved. The best I could tell in regard to, I'll call it a unit, all the items that our church distributed over this program, we distributed 43,000 different units of food and water to the people in our community. Now, maybe if our church were running 500 or 1,000 people, that would be one thing, but we don't have that many people. We were busy. This group of people were quite busy as all of this was taking place. And if you were around, it was day in and day out, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and we just tried to keep helping people. Mission Air Care, the ministry that Brother Earl oversees, about 500,000 pounds of supply efforts went out, 15 different tractor trailer loads, and it was a wonderful thing. And you know what made it great? It was great to watch God provide. As God provided that, and you say, wow, that's a lot of stuff to hand out. Just think about the expense of all of it. And God provided, and it happened, and we were able to help people. We have literally seen hundreds of people get saved due to our efforts, and God allowed us to play a part in that distribution. Of course, you know, we named our fall program then. We just went right from the storm and helping people. We just went ahead and called our fall attendance building program Spiritual Disaster Relief, and we took off. As you know, every single week when the young people got off of our buses, they were handed a bag of groceries week after week after week. And I just loved it. I loved watching a bus drive off and see a pickup truck full of items behind them. And I guess I've seen some wonderful, wonderful pictures of boys and girls getting off of a bus and being handed a bunch of groceries. And again, might I say, I think that's what the New Testament church is all about. We gave out over 2,900 bags of groceries over the process of this time. Man, the Lord allowed us to have what a wonderful day. Last Sunday, we broke our all-time record in Sunday school with 269 people. Now, I have to tell you why that's special. You do understand that you go through a storm and everything gets in disarray, and in many, many cases you go backwards instead of forward. But in this case, God blessed us. And hey, right after the storm, we had people scattered everywhere. They were as far as Georgia, and I'm talking about there were people in New Jersey and up in Pennsylvania, and they scattered everywhere. One of our bus routes where it was just decimated. We couldn't find any of the kids for 2 or 3 weeks because they'd lost all the homes in that given area. The thought that a handful of weeks later our church is breaking an attendance record in Sunday school almost seems like God must have known what he was doing. Not only did we break that record in Sunday school, and the big deal about breaking that record is all those people heard about Jesus Christ. They were taught the Bible at that time. Then we rolled into the church service the same morning and broke another record with 317 people in church. You remember, 12 people walked the aisle trusting Christ as Savior. Then in the evening service, we had gotten together, Martha and I talked a little bit about the numbers. I said, well, we could probably have, maximum, we'll have 150 people here tonight. And we had 187. And that's why you all got a half a hot dog at the fellowship. Wow. And again, our church was just packed out. And I say all that to say this, God's been working. God's been working. And when things could have gone backward, they went forward. And we could have all sat back and licked our wounds and just watched, but we didn't. We jumped in, we got involved, and we took what little bit we had and we used it. And then we discovered that little is much when God is in it. I'm going to make just a couple little points now, and then we'll pray and we'll go home. But I want to thank God tonight. First of all, I want to thank God that we can praise Him, as the Bible teaches, among the heathen. Praise Him among the heathen. Listen to this verse. 2 Samuel 22:50, it says, therefore I will give thanks, and that's what we're doing tonight, unto the Lord among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto His name. Who are the heathen? It's the lost. And we get to praise God among the heathen. You know something? I thank God. During our hurricane situation, during our program, you know what this church was doing? We were praising God and going out among the lost and out among the people and just happily serving God. They had to notice it. I mean, every time you turn around, there are people pulling out of here with truckloads of groceries and water and supplies and walking up to strangers and neighborhoods and smiling and meeting the need. And the Bible says, therefore, I will give thanks unto the Lord, O Lord, among the heathen. We got to do that. I don't think as Christians, you and I are to come to church and pull into ourselves. Now, we're to practice separation, but we're not to practice isolation. We're to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. We're to go out and help people. And that's what we did. I thank God for the hundreds. I mean, I lost track of the number of people that have been saved in the last couple of months. I mean, we have had hundreds and hundreds of people saved on the streets. And you got to see a bunch of them as they would walk the aisle of our church. I don't know if you've thought about this, but without the hurricane, everything that I've told you would have not been possible. I don't wish it upon anyone, but since it came, it might be a good idea for us to look at it and say, huh, I wonder if there wasn't someone saved because of the hurricane and God thought that was worthwhile. Well, I thank God for Him showing Himself mighty and strong to us. Now, I think the lost probably recognized that we were out serving Him and praising Him. In the midst of the storm, we were serving Him. So, I'd seen the verse in 2 Samuel 22:50, and I said, I like that. I want to thank God that we can praise Him among the heathen. But not only that, I want to thank God for His mercy to us and for us. Again, a verse, Psalm 136, verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks, and that's why we're here tonight. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. You know something? God sure was merciful. You know, there was one point when that old hurricane was a Cat 4 and it was coming in at 140,000 miles an hour. We can sure be glad that it calmed down. I heard one tough guy, he said, goodness, if that is what a Cat 2 is, I am never staying for a Cat 3. So he had evidently been through quite a difficult time. But you know, God was good to us. God was good to us. I am grateful. None of our people were physically hurt. You know, there are 41 people that died in the hurricane. And I'm sorry for them, but I will say this. I thank God they weren't my people. They were our church. We were safe. God took care of us. And I know there are people in here, you lost and you suffered, but you're alive. And you're healthy. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His watch care. And I happen to just believe that God watched out for us special. Do you know how close we are to the water here? We could have got it, but we did not. Why? God knew the lighthouse would need to be strong and capable so we could reach out into the community and help. And there were places all around us that flooded it. And they got hit hard, but God sure protected us. And I thank God for His mercy. And let me say to everybody here, I know some people here, you suffered loss and you hurt, and some of you hurt to this day. And I don't mean this in a flippant way, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but I will tell you this. It could have been far worse. It could have been far worse. And I believe God was merciful and God was gracious. So I thank God that we can praise Him among the heathen, as He teaches us in 2 Samuel 22:50. I thank God that we can praise Him for His mercy. And then I thank God for His wondrous works. His wondrous works. In Psalm 75, verse 1, it says, "Unto Thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto Thee do we give thanks, for that Thy name is near Thy wondrous works." I thank God for His wondrous works. I seen what we were able to be a part of a little differently than some. You look in the Bible, and there are times when God miraculously fed thousands of people. Now, I don't know how you see it, but Brother Earl, I'll tell you how I see it. God let our church feed 5,000 plus people. And though we did put some money into this thing, we didn't until later on in the program. I got to tell you, God provided it. We fed 5,000 plus people without spending a penny. I am just, that's uncanny. What wondrous works. You got to be a part of it. You remember when they got the few loaves and the few small fish and they began to distribute? Were you paying attention to what you were doing? We were distributing the loaves and the fish. And can I tell you something? We were so loaded down when we got our first load, I didn't know what we were going to do with it all. We gave it all out and then we reloaded. And we gave it out and we reloaded, and I said, "Stop! I'm glad we're done giving food away. I've had it up to here with that miracle right now." Isn't God good? Boy, you need to stop and look at it for what it was. It was incredible. Everything that was accomplished was His work. It was His deeds. It was His wondrous work. Every soul saved, every heart encouraged. You remember the little packages of M&Ms that we fixed up and we took them around, told everybody they needed to take a joy pill. It was, you know, the little M&Ms. But going around giving those to just strangers everywhere. But I'm going to tell you, God was working. Every word of compassion was God's wondrous work. Every mouth fed. Every bit of clothing that was given away. And some of you were a part of going and helping someone. And I remember my wife and I, when we were out taking some grocery bags, there was a man very, very poverty stricken, and we pulled up with the car, and I got out of the car and I grabbed up a couple grocery bags, and the man was sitting on his front porch, and you could just tell he was as depressed as he could be. Probably 80 plus years of age, and it was a poverty stricken area, and all of his belongings were out front in the gutter. He was sitting on the porch and he had his hands virtually in his face, just depressed. And we pulled over with the car, and I went to the back of my car and I grabbed up all the groceries I could, and I started walking toward the house. He looked up. He didn't have to say a word to me. The smile on his face, there was a little ray of sunshine in the midst of a dark, gloomy moment. It makes it all worthwhile. The wondrous works of our God. So we thank God, according to 2 Samuel 22, verse number 50. We thank Him among the heathen. We thank God for His mercy, we're taught in Psalm 136, verse number 1. We thank God according to Psalm 75, 1. We thank Him for His wondrous works, and then finally, and we're finished. I thank God for His willingness to use us, His people. The Bible says in Psalm 30, verse 4, it says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks." Can I tell you, we get to represent God. We are His saints. The Bible says saints ought to give thanks. And I'll tell you one reason why we ought to give thanks. We ought to give thanks because we're saved. But not only that, I think we ought to give thanks because He uses us. I really think God used us in a miraculous way over the last few months. He didn't have to. He could have used anybody. He could have picked any church. But we got to do it. We got to serve God. We got to make a difference. I want memories about serving God. I want to look back and say, remember that. Remember when that happened and what we did. And remember serving God. And remember that day. And remember all those people getting saved. You remember our tent meetings a few years ago? Isn't that a great memory? And I realize we suffered loss and pain throughout the hurricane, but I'm going to tell you something. Someday you're going to look back and you're going to say, you remember taking pickup truckloads of food everywhere and helping people and watching people saved. And the days when the church should have fallen apart attendance-wise, we were breaking all-time attendance records. And I think part of that is because we went into the community and we loved on people and they just came to Jesus. Thank God that He lets us serve. God has no reason in the world, He has no obligation in the world to let any of us serve Him. Do you know He could have saved us and taken us straight to heaven? He did not. He saved us and left us here to give us the privilege and the opportunity to be a part of a spiritual workforce. It's called the work of God. Now I hope that this evening you've come to church the night before Thanksgiving, and I hope somehow this service has helped you to be reminded of what Thanksgiving is really, really all about. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We'll have an ever so brief altar call. I just want to do it because I think it's the right thing to do. If you need a moment at this altar for any reason, you may come. In a second, we'll pray and we'll be on our way. Rachel, if you'll play, let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. God's been good. He sure has been good to us. What a wonderful opportunity has been ours. Hey, you know something? It's not over. We're going to keep on serving Him. We're going to keep on taking advantage of the opportunity that's before us. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. Make known His deeds among the people. Tomorrow, when you enjoy your Thanksgiving, and I hope you do, enjoy your family, don't you forget to enjoy your God. Don't forget to thank God. Hey, in this case, we could even thank God for a storm, because it's helped some things. I do hope you have a good Thanksgiving. And remember the Lord tomorrow. I know you're going to watch football and you're going to eat turkey and you're going to be with family. But could I recommend that at some point tomorrow, you get alone with God for just a moment and truly be thankful.